Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
I don't know her name. But I do know that she and her boyfriend broke up years ago, and she's been thinking about this dude ever since. And would sort of like to just find out what he's up to now.
Sounds like it might have been fiancé. Didn't you say they were going to get married?
I think they are engaged. Okay. We're engaged.
Her name is Tanya, and she would like you to call her Tanya.
Do you want me to spell it differently so people don't know who she is?
No.
Okay.
It's an I instead of a Y.
It's a I. Tanya. Bert. Tanya.
Tanya?
No. Tanya.
Tanya.
No. Tanya.
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 All right.
Hi, Tanya.
You know what? You're close enough.
Hey. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. All right. So, as I understand it, you went out with this guy back in the day.
Yes. When I first moved to Atlanta, which is like in 94.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so we dated for 4 years. 3 of those years, we actually lived together. Yeah. So we decided that we should, or rather he should get his own apartment after a couple of indiscretions there. And
okay, stop. Okay. Let's define indiscretions.
Okay, like girls calling the house, you know, and actually finding like evidence he's been with someone else, things like that.
Okay, so
you were like, get out.
You know, but very nice, because we were still, like, he's such an awesome guy, and I'm such an awesome girl, you know, so I kind of, like, forgave him until, like, the last bit of evidence was found, and so it's like, well, you know what, you get your own place, and let's see what happens, you know?
So you weren't even calling it off completely after he cheated on you.
Oh, no.
Just
he
don't.
Wasn't, neither was I, you know. So, he was like, okay, so he moved out to Riverdale, and even though that he was in his own apartment, we were still together, you know, still messing around, things like that. until one night when I picked up the phone and I called him, it must have been like midnight, 1 a.m., and a girl answered the phone.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, okay. And all of a sudden I was like, you know what? You know, this is the best move. He's there. I'm here. And that was it. I was like, you know, let's just go our separate ways, and that's it. And that was like in 98. So some years have passed, and I ran into his cousin at Publix, and he informed me that Kevin had gotten married. And I was like, you know, a little hurt because we talked about getting married and looked at rings and, you know, things like that. You know, so I was kind of disappointed with that. But
because he thought if he was going to marry anybody, it would have been you.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Not one of those other tricks.
Exactly.
So, I'll take things I wasn't expecting Jen Hobby to say for 400 hours.
Yeah. So now, even though, you know, like several years passed, I always thought about him because, like I said, you know, we went through a lot during those 4 years. And it was when I had first moved to Atlanta, so he was the first for many things with me,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I was like, oh, in my early 20s, moving from New York here, and I went to college. That was my
He was your security blanket.
Exactly. And I was like 20, he was like 25 or 26 at the time. So, you know, much older than I. So, you know. So I always thought about him, you know, even after our breakup and everything like that. And always wondered, you know, if we stayed together, would we have been married? Would we have had children by now and things like that?
Mm-hmm.
Because, like I said, he was a really awesome guy, you know. And then he had two daughters, and he was a wonderful dad. So every weekend he would have his daughters. We'd go out, take them to the movies, and, you know, had, like, a nice family time, you know.
So those two daughters were from previous relationships, but before before you?
Oh, way before me, yeah.
Okay.
And from the
okay.
same mama or two baby mamas?
Two baby mamas.
Okay. I'm just establishing a pattern.
Yeah.
There's two baby mama tricks.
CSI Riverdale.
Okay.
So a couple of months ago, I ran into his cousin at Publix, and he informed me that he was divorced. My ex was divorced.
Okay.
So I was like, wow. And I'm thinking, wow, this is a perfect opportunity to get in contact with him, you know?
It's kind of cool you found out he was married and divorced at Publix.
At Publix.
Yeah, exactly.
Where shopping is a pleasure.
They'll carry your bags to your car and fix your love life.
So yeah. You now find that this guy is available, and you've been thinking about him ever since?
Exactly. So I'm like, wow, I wonder, did it really started to, like, weigh heavy on my mind and, you know, in my heart, like, okay, if I found him, I wonder.
Everybody's calling with the same question here for you. And the question is, what the hell are you doing? Hey, Lance, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys, if there's any time to say this, is here's your signs. I mean, look at all the signs. This guy, you know, he's got two babies from two different mamas. He cheated on you two or three times. And you want to go back with him? I know, I hate to say it's, I don't want to say it's what guys do, but if somebody usually has done this to you in the past, what makes you think you can trust them in the future? Why do you think he got divorced?
But it was
Let's
10
find out what that's all about.
Well, if we find him, we can ask those questions, but that was 10 years ago.
It was.
Although that does go on your permanent record, I think. Hey, Alicia, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi, I had the same question. I just wanted to say thank you for the guy ahead of me here. You know, and, you know, it just proves that he's irresponsible, the fact that he has two kids by two different mothers in the first place. And now, you know, he's divorced, and you have no idea why. It's just, it's kind of a flashback to my dad, and all these women kept going after him when, you're stupid for doing that. And I hate for saying that, but, and you said that he would be okay with you coming after him, of course, because he's got this woman that's thinking about him for 10 years. You're almost obsessed with him. He's going to take advantage of that.
So what we have is, his name is Kevin Grimes. You do or do not know he lives in Riverdale still?
Exactly, yes.
Don't know. Emmy. Hey, Emmy.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Good. Emmy, what can you tell us? Do you know Kevin Grimes?
I know of a Kevin Grimes, and he has two kids. I'm not quite sure if it's the same one. I used to take classes at GPC, and I remember Kevin Grimes in my class because he was my partner.
Would you be able to get in touch with him?
Probably. I still have his number from when we exchanged phone numbers.
Okay. So were you involved with Kevin Grimes?
No. I'm about 20 years younger than him.
Okay.
And could you give us a physical description, and we'll see here if he fits that description with Tanya?
He was around 5'9", 5'10", African-American, curly black hair on the heftier side, black mustache.
Oh,
rocking a stash.
He's a mustached man.
Tanya's,
I can understand why he's irresistible to you now, Tanya.
Tanya, is Kevin a hefty mustached man?
No. No, he's like, well, first he's like 6'3", 6'4". And he is very well built, I guess you can say.
Or he was 10 years ago.
He was, yeah, 10 years ago.
10 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's true. But he's definitely, like,
maybe he grew the mustache to distract from his pot belly.
What? Here is April. Hey, April, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You know Kevin Grimes?
My husband does. We were at a birthday party about a month ago. A lady named Regina and her boyfriend, I guess maybe cousins or close to him. I couldn't get too much detail from my husband because he was driving right now.
Mm-hmm.
But he told me to call him back. I told him somebody was calling on the radio looking for him. But my husband worked for Cisco for a long, long time, about 6-7 years.
Mm-hmm.
So he knows a Kevin Grimes. And when I met him at the birthday party, it was at a hotel near the airport. He was kind of tall, but it was a lot of people there. So if it's the same Kevin Grimes, it's worth a shot.
Your husband could probably find him.
Yeah, he could surely find out. And he's actually, just recently, he was trying to go back to Cisco and work. And so we left the party with a bunch of guys' phone numbers. It was like a ton of guys that worked for Cisco that were there.
Okay, let's do this.
I'm sure he could find out if it's the same Kevin Grimes. I don't think there's too many Kevin Grimes that work at Cisco.
Let me put you on hold, and I'm going to have Joanna get your phone number, and maybe later on in the day we can get his phone number from your husband. Would that be cool?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
That's a great lead right there.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Good morning, Q100. Who is this?
Good morning. This is Cheryl. I'm just calling to confirm. I can confirm that he does still work for Cisco.
Okay.
My husband doesn't have his number, and I didn't want to bother him anymore because he's out there working this morning as well.
Mm-hmm.
But he says he's a cool dude. He likes him a lot. But that's all I can do is pretty much confirm that he does indeed still work for Cisco.
Does your husband have any interest in helping us rock his world?
that's funny because Mike's really not into that. So he probably, no, he wouldn't.
All right, so this is a great lead here. All we have to have is producer Tracy call over to Cisco later and see if we can get in touch with this guy and Tanya. Then we'll have your man.
Yeah, just try to talk to somebody in transportation could probably...
Okay.
Help
thank
you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Okay, Tanya. Then probably at this time tomorrow, we'll have more information about Kevin Grimes, if not him himself, on.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you excited?
I am.
Schedule I'm a wax, and it's going down.
You need a hair appointment, mani pedi, ASAP.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You sure you want to open up this door again?
Yeah, it's just to find out how he's doing. That's
Come on. You are lying to yourself.
No,
come
seriously,
on.
I understand the girl's comment about the barrel, the bottom of the barrel. I mm-hmm. get that. But
all right, well, if we hook you up with him, you have to promise us that you will wear, to that first meeting, the oldest, rattiest underwear you got in your drawer.
Don't commit to that.
It will not get to that point. He's a really cool guy.
I'm just saying.
And that's it. That's really it.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Whatever you say.
All here right. comes Victoria's Secret panties.
Mm-hmm. Reunited.
He does not. I'm really
so
nervous.
Good.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.